When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to another edition of English Makes No Sense, the podcast where we have fun with the English language one lesson at a time. My name is SL Rockfish, your happy host, and thank you for joining me today. Today we are going to learn and work with five popular phrasal verbs. Why phrasal verbs? Why not? Oh yeah, I do know why. Because phrasal verbs are everywhere and they are very tricky. As native speakers, we aren't even sure what phrasal verbs are. I mean, I never knew what a phrasal verb was technically until teaching English. Native speakers, such as myself, just use them and never think about them. But before I go any further, let me explain what a phrasal verb is. A phrasal verb is a phrase where you take a verb and usually a preposition and put them together to create a new meaning. Huh? I know, right? The best way to explain what they are is to just introduce them, take them apart, and then give you the definition and the uses for them in examples. Now, let me give you fair warning. Like many things in English, there are multiple meanings for some of the phrasal verbs. Are you ready? Let's go! Our first phrasal verb is get up. Get has many meanings, but for the sake of this episode, let's go with the definition or meaning to obtain or receive. And the word up is the opposite of down. Easy, right? Put them together and you should have obtain or receive up. Well, wait a minute. That doesn't make any sense. So here is the real definition of the phrasal verb get up. Get up means to rise from bed or leave a sitting position. Here are two examples. I get up at 5:30 a.m. during the week. What time do you get up? Or, I have to get up from the couch and get my steps in. Translation, I better stop sitting around and get moving. Do you find it hard to get up when watching Netflix? Do you? Phrasal verb number two is turn off. Turn as a verb means to cause to move around on an axis or to cause to move around, and even to reverse position. See? English. Whew. But off is easier. Off is the opposite of on. When you put turn and off together, you get turn off, which means to stop the operation of a machine or device. Oh, this one does make sense. Let's use it in a sentence or two. Bill finds it hard to turn off his notifications on his phone. Or how about this? Don't forget to turn off the lights when you leave. Ooh, I can hear my father's voice for that one. He would always ask us kids, why can't you kids turn off a light in this house? Do you have trouble turning off lights in your house? Do you have trouble remembering to turn off your notifications when you go to bed? Do you? Well, our next phrasal verb is not that complicated. It is look for. Look means to turn one's eye toward. And for means too many things. It has too many uses for me to list right here. But for is a preposition that means with the object or purpose of. Now, look for means to search for something. You know, when you walk into a store, oftentimes a clerk will ask, "Can I help you look for something?" Or when you're checking out, they say, "Did you find everything you were looking for?" Many people look for the meaning in life, or probably more common, people look for their phone charger. What do you look for each day? Me? I often have to look for my car in the parking lot because I always forget where I parked. Our fourth phrasal verb has five, count them, five meanings and uses. What is that phrasal verb, you are asking? That phrasal verb is put on. The most often used meaning of put on is to dress oneself in clothes or accessories. Here's a sentence for you. Put on your jacket before you go outside. Or how about this? I like to put on fun earrings each day. Put on can also mean to apply makeup. Here's a sentence for this definition. Blair likes to put on makeup in class. Oh no, Blair, don't put on makeup in class. Put on can also be used to mean gain weight. For example, during the COVID lockdowns, many people put on a few pounds. Did you put on some pounds during COVID lockdowns? I know I did. Put on can also mean to stage or present in the context of organizing an event or a performance. What? Here, this should help. The children put on a play at school. They presented a play. Or Bill put on a fundraiser for the new library. He organized an event for the new library. He put on a fundraiser. Oh, that makes sense. Kind of. Finally, put on can mean to pretend or tease. Bill was putting us on when he told us the news. Or when someone tells you something that sounds ridiculous, but you're not sure if they're kidding or not, you can ask, "Are you putting me on?" Meaning, are you teasing me? I am not putting you on. English is fun, tricky, and at times, confusing. Our final phrasal verb for today's episode is take off. Take off has two, count them, two meanings. The first meaning is to remove something, especially clothing and accessories. Take off your jacket and stay a while. Remove your jacket and hang out here for a while. Stay. Or, please take off your shoes when you enter the house. Please remove your shoes. Take off also means to leave or depart. Here are some examples. I'm going to take off after dinner. Translation, I'm going to leave after dinner. We use take off when we're talking about travel. What time are you taking off? Or, we better hurry, our plane takes off in less than an hour. In both these examples, take off means to depart or leave. Hey, don't take off just yet. I want to wrap this episode up with just a little recap. There you have it, my friends. Five phrasal verbs and their meanings. Before you take off, let me do a little review in verse. I like to get up early. What about you? Do you turn off your alarm? or just hit snooze? What do you look for first when you get up? Is it your watch or phone? Or is it your robe? Do you drink coffee or tea as you put on your clothes for the day? Maybe you hop on the scale to see if you put on a few. Or maybe you took off some too. Don't forget to put on your best. Put makeup on if you choose. Look for your keys, your phone, double check. Do you have everything? Then take off, my friend. There you have it, my friends. A lesson and verse using five of the must-know phrasal verbs to help you master or at least feel more comfortable with English. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. The transcript of this episode will be on my website, www.englishmakesnosense.com, and a video of it will soon be on my YouTube channel, English Makes No Sense. Until next time, my friends, go out there and try to practice using these phrasal verbs. The more you do, the easier it gets. As always, do something fun, do something amazing, or, you know, do nothing at all. But whatever you do, have a great day. See you next time, friends. I'm going to take off. Peace, friends.